Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about lessons from a walk and looking specifically at a walk with Jesus that was taken by a couple of his followers. Followers who did not realize it was Jesus until the end of the walk. And today we're going to look at a couple different things. Tomorrow finishes up the written part, although today is the last of the broadcast out of this prayer focus. And so today we're going to look at a confirming discovery and also touch a little bit on tomorrow's prayer focus on a glorious explanation. But first, Luke 24:24 says, "Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." As I think about this confirming discovery of checking things out and finding it to be true, it really ought to be the story of our life in Christ. Each day that we gaze into God's Word, we look at what He has said, and then we consider the evidence in our own life, the evidence in the lives of others, the evidence in the biblical characters. And we'd soon discover that what God says has come to pass. For these disciples who were walking with Jesus, the women that had gone to the tomb and found it empty had reported back everything that they had experienced, everything they had seen. And so we know that several of the disciples went to check it out for themselves. And this confirming discovery says it's exactly the way that it was reported. Only we didn't see Jesus, but all of the details were in place. I think sometimes that's the struggle we have in our relationship with Christ. Is our inability to be consistent. Our stories don't always match. We say one thing and we live a different thing. It's part of human nature. It's not them saying that as a condemnation by any sense, because I do it. Not intentionally, but it's our flesh. But our goal as Christians, one of our goals as Christians, our goal is to represent Christ and to make Him known, to live for Him. But it ought to be growing in a consistency that our testimony of Jesus in our life can be confirmed. And it's confirmed by our actions. It's confirmed by their discovery. The things that we say about Jesus in our life ought to be able to be discovered by others. When we talk about the comfort that He brings in times of loss, in times of trouble, are they able to find that comfort when they turn to God? You see, this confirming discovery says that what I find in God's Word has proof. Now, granted, there is faith involved. There are things that God has designed that we simply have to trust. We have to believe. But I think that He's given us enough proof, enough confirming discovery that it isn't such a leap to walk by faith, to believe. As you learn to trust a person, it's not that you have to prove everything that they say, everything that they claim. As that relationship grows, you begin to take them at their word because they've proven themselves time after time. And when we live with this confirming discovery, we recognize that God's faithfulness has been proven over and over again. I said we would touch a little bit on tomorrow's topic since I don't do a live broadcast on the weekends. And I think that's tomorrow's is the best topic of the whole week. Not that the rest of them haven't been good and useful. They've kind of set the stage. Because at the end of the walk, Jesus reveals who He is, but after listening to these disciples and all of their reports and stories of why they are so discouraged, why their hearts are so heavy, all revolving around the death of Jesus and the missing body, the uncertainty of what's going on. And then in verse 27, Jesus speaks up and it says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all of the scriptures concerning Himself." And I call that a glorious explanation. And it seems that for the remainder of the walk, Jesus is teaching. Teaching about the Messiah, about Himself, clearing up the misunderstandings and the confusion that these disciples were living with. The end of this account, the disciples reach where they're headed and Jesus acts like He's going to keep on going further, and they urge Him to come in and spend the night. And He goes in with them, and they break bread together, and their eyes are opened, and they realize that it was Jesus. And then He's gone. And they run back to Jerusalem to tell the others the good news. This confirming discovery, this glorious explanation. And while they had walked full of doubt and full of uncertainty, they found that this walk itself was a confirming discovery that all that had been written, that all that had been said was indeed true. You see, what an incredible way of life that Jesus has brought us into. That even our walk of doubt can be a part of that confirming discovery. As we're willing to listen, as we're willing to talk with God, as we're willing to pray, as we're willing to share our discouragement. And God wants to reveal himself in our midst. He wants to awaken us to his Spirit living within us. The glorious explanation is that he has been there all along in the midst of our confusion, in the midst of our doubts, in the midst of our worry, in the midst of our loss. In the times where we've felt alone and isolated and abandoned, he is there. He was there. He continues to be there. And when we live life with that confirming discovery of the presence of God, we live life in such a way that others see him in us. And it confirms for them that his presence never does leave us nor forsake us. And today, as we live life, not only can we gaze into God's Word and confirm the truth that it contains, but we can gaze into the lives of faithful witnesses and confirm that their discovery of Jesus has been accurate. We can live in a way that others can gaze at our life and confirm that Jesus is alive and well and making a difference. As we pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to fill you with an awareness of that confirming discovery, an awareness that would never leave, an awareness that would give you hope when you're discouraged, give you peace when you are worried, and fill you with faith when hope seems lost. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that your word has been given to us to express your love, a love that is so great for every one of us. And Father, as we gaze into your word, as we gaze into the lives of those that we know that are following you, may we make some of those confirming discoveries that everything that you've promised, everything that you've said is true. And for those promises that we've not yet seen fulfilled, the discovery that we make of your faithfulness helps us to trust, to keep living for you, to keep looking for that promise and its fulfillment. Father, I think of the promise of your return. Your word even tells us of the struggles that people have, the struggles, same struggles that we have at times of wondering, is it ever going to happen? And then we gaze into those confirming discoveries and we are reminded of your faithfulness. Father, we're also reminded of your glorious explanation. How you've sent Jesus to live and walk and among us, to not only explain your word, but to explain you in a way that we could grasp. And you've called us to be that explanation to others, to live filled with your Spirit, to live in obedience to your word, to share the good news so that others can confirm the discovery that we've claimed, that our words about Jesus would be matched by our actions, that even at the times that we might be labeled hypocrites, the label wouldn't stick because we live with a growing consistency in walking with Jesus, in living by His Word and by His example. Father, help us to make the most of the opportunities to share that glorious explanation of taking Your Word, of the Scriptures that we've been given and showing others everything about Jesus, how He lived, how He died, how He rose again, how He ascended back to You to prepare a place for us. Father, today I pray for those that are longing for that confirming discovery. They want to believe, and yet they're still filled with doubt. They're still filled with questions. May You help them to see that everything is just as You have said. And may You put people in their lives that are ready to explain, to show what a life with You looks like. Father, may we live in such a way that Jesus is evident. And as we live in our walk with Him, may we lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.